Gutis and those near him tried to remain as calm as the masters at the front of the room seemed to be, and everyone watched the double doors. Behind the ornate decorations on this side were plain concrete covers to match the basement walls. The explosions had stopped, the screaming had stopped, and after a moment, Gutis's heartbeat slowed down. Then a slow, methodic pounding started, echoing through the temple. The reverberations had barely died down when they started again. Gutis glanced at the masters. The Master of Secrecy aimed both his pistols at the doors. Gutis started trying to push his way to the wall. He wasn't sure what kind of ammunition was in those pistols, but if it threw shrapnel of any sort, anyone near the door would be hit. This time Gutis could see the double doors shake with each hit. He placed his hands over his ears to deaden the sound. That was when the doors exploded. At least 20 of the Glory's believers were killed when the wood and rock blasted into the temple. The Master of Secrecy fired his pistols, but half a second later, his body was blown back against the wall behind them. His chest exploded and painted the wall with blood before his body slammed into it and slid down it. Then the Master of Truth's head shattered in gore, and his body flopped backward. The Master himself remained silent, his arms still inside his robes. A red-eyed human walked in with a pistol in each hand and looked at the carnage before focusing on the Master.
I believe the existing political structure is happy with the future of the Extali people. They don't need you to think and decide for them.
How would you know, human? Your kind stole the glory of our past and herded us like Bistock into this future, ripping away our power for your own use.
The human walked farther in as others of his kind backed him up.
No, it was your people who would either be friends with the Empire or destroyed by us. Your forebears chose to join the Empire and have flourished, protected, ever since. Now you wish to re-engage old practices where you can snuff out a life on a whim. I doubt you even have a chip in your skull, old one.
I am righteous. I am truth incarnate.
I doubt that.